Hey guys, this is Steve Newland with the Find Your Money Path show. Hey, it would mean so much to me if you just took a couple seconds before you listen to this podcast and left a rating and review. I can't tell you how much that helps other people find the podcast and engage with what we're doing. I hope you enjoy this episode. On today's episode, we're going to cover the fascinating and fun world of taxes. And yeah, I know, just off the top, that sounds incredibly boring, but this can be such an important area of your budget. So let's dig in. Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. On today's episode, I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about taxes. And yes, I know I mentioned this just at the beginning of the show. Taxes are not fun, but they are oftentimes part of the budget that can cause the most confusion. And sometimes, you know, there can be some good things that come out of reviewing taxes. And I want to kind of tread lightly on this topic because, again, as an accredited financial counselor, I'm not certified to give tax advice or tax guidance or anything like that. And I always want to recommend, if you have a very specific tax question for your unique situation, please go work with a tax accountant or a CPA. And if you need help getting connected to one of those, please let me know. I've got some great contacts in those areas. But what we can do is talk about some things that, if you notice these things in your budget, or if you notice these things in your life, they might be signs that you may need to get further help in this area of taxes, or there may be some steps that you can do on your own. So what I'm going to do is just give you a couple quick signs that might be signs that you might have some issues budgeting for taxes. And then what I'll do is go through them one by one and go in a little bit more detail. So the three signs that you may have issues with taxes, or maybe instead of issues, I'll use the word opportunities with your taxes, is one, you receive a big refund every single year come April whenever you file your taxes. Two is if you owe past due taxes, whether that's state or federal. And three is if you started a business, that might be another sign that you may have some tax opportunities there. So let's dig into that first one. This is the one that I honestly spend a lot of time dealing with a lot of my clients. And that is receiving a big refund every single year. Or even, you know, the flip side of that is owing a big bill to the IRS every single year. So, and we'll get to that one in a second. So if you get a big refund every year, it feels awesome, right? You're like, oh yeah, I just got $3,000 back out of nowhere that I wasn't anticipating. But the downside to that is this is actually could have been money that you got throughout the whole year all along. And you've maybe heard someone say, well, you're just giving the government an interest-free loan for a year until, you know, you get your refund back, and which is, it is true. But let's just take that initial example and play it out. So let's say every year you get a $3,000 tax refund. That's awesome, right? The first thing that I always want to kind of toss out there is, how do you typically spend it, or how do you typically use it? Do you save most of it, or do you spend a good chunk of it? You know, I've seen people do differently. I've seen people say, you know, save the whole thing, and I've seen people say, this is our vacation money. And, you know, and so that's the one thing you've just got to understand is how you personally interact with that. Are you typically going to save it? Are you typically going to spend it? The other thing that I always like to mention is, look, if you got a $3,000 tax refund, this is money that you could have kept all along. So you could have kept $250 every single month throughout the year. Now, I know for a lot of people, they feel like, you know, I'm living right at the margin right now. Man, to get an extra $250 a month, you know, throughout the year, that would really take a lot of pressure off this situation. And so, you know, that's something you have to look at. And this doesn't really affect, you know, how much you owe or what you get back at all. All this does is you're just taking whatever that refund is and you're just reallocating it throughout the rest of the year. So this isn't going to change, you know, how much you owe to taxes or anything like that. This is just reallocating it. And, you know, the biggest question with this is, well, how do I know? Like, I don't know if I'm going to get a refund until I file. Like, taxes are so confusing. How do you even know where you're on track to? And the good news is this. Well, this can be good news and bad news. The good news is that the IRS does put out a tax calculator tool online. The bad news is that you have to go through it and actually do it, and it might take you 15, 20 minutes to actually get all the information together. Basically, what you're doing when you use this tool is you're just doing a very simple version of your taxes. And so, you know, what I've seen people use this for, and even personally what I've used this for, is just to do it like in the middle of the year to see, hey, am I on track for the year? Or, oh, wow, am I headed towards a big refund or a big bill that I'm going to owe at tax time? And so if you go through that tool, what it'll actually tell you at the very end is how to adjust your paycheck so that your taxes come out about break even. So that is one way to do this. Another way is obviously to connect with a CPA or a tax accountant. They may know of some deductions and some things like that that you don't even know exist. So that is one thing. But just keep in mind, if you're tight in other areas of your budget and you always get a tax refund, this could be one area that you kind of take some pressure off month to month, but then, you know, you just trade that for not getting a big tax refund come April. Okay, so the second sign that you may have some trouble budgeting with taxes is if you've owed tax debt in the past. And for those who've ever been in debt to the IRS or to the state IRS, you know this is not a fun place to be because, you know, while they will work with you, there are high interest rates, high penalties, and they can actually garnish your wages. That means they can take money right out of your paycheck before it even hits your bank account if you owe taxes and fall behind on that. Now, they will oftentimes work out a payment plan with you, but again, you don't want to even take it to that point if you don't have to. So another thing that you can do is, again, just like we talked about before, is you can use this tax calculator tool to see, hey, am I on track or am I on track for a big bill at the end of the year? And, you know, there's still a few months left. Maybe that's time that you can start putting a little bit extra aside or paying a little bit more in tax now so that you're not stuck with this big bill later. This actually happened to me and my wife. A few months ago, I realized that we had made some tax changes at the beginning of the year. And luckily, I kind of have this on my calendar every 3 to 6 months to do, is to just review how our taxes are looking for the year. And I caught that I had misallocated it. And so I was on track for owing a good chunk of money. But luckily I caught it in time so that for the last 6 months of this year, we're able to put a little bit more towards taxes to make up for that potential bill that we were gonna have. And then the last thing is starting a business. So if you started a business, and I'm going through this myself, there are so many deductions, there's so many different things that you can write off, and there's other rules, like you might have to pay self-employment tax depending on how you set your business up. I won't even get too much into this, but if you've recently started a business, it's just wise to go connect with a CPA or a tax accountant, even if it's just for a consultation, just to reach out and get an idea of what am I going to owe, what do I need to be paying attention to. So the bottom line out of this podcast is, pay attention to taxes. And again, it's not the most fun thing to do, but even if that means every 6 months, you know, maybe you set a calendar invite, or every 3 months, you set a calendar invite on your calendar to go try this tax calculator tool out online with the IRS. And we'll link it up everywhere this is posted so you have access to it. Or you can Google IRS withholding calculator 2018 or whatever year this is in. And it just might be a wise idea to do it because, again, if you can prevent a big tax bill or a big tax refund, that's just gonna smooth things out for you. That's just gonna help you avoid debt with one of the hardest collectors to deal with. And it might give you a little bit more money in the current month. So this is just something, again, that if you wanna stay intentional and stay on top of managing finances, this is just a wise practice to get in the habit of doing. Hey everyone, if you made it this far in the podcast, it would mean the absolute world to me if you considered sharing this with a friend or a family member, or leaving a rating and review. That helps other people find the podcast. And again, I just appreciate you taking the time to listen to this today.